Son, never stop learning.
You'll learn how the milestone runway gap shapes your pre-seed raise. All right, so I've been thinking about how many founders walk into their first fundraise with almost no framework for what they're actually doing. Like, they know they need money, but they don't know what the money is supposed to accomplish.
That's exactly the trap. And it starts with a definition problem. Pre-seed is the stage before product market fit. Most founders use it to build an initial product, validate demand, or fund early operations. It's not a Series A. It's not even a seed round. It's the capital that gets you to the point where a seed round becomes possible.
So how does someone listening to this distinguish between pre-seed and seed in the current market? Because those lines feel blurry.
They are blurry, and that's intentional on the investor side. But here's a useful way to think about it. At pre-seed, you're often still proving the idea works at all. At seed, investors expect evidence, users, retention, maybe early revenue. The pre-seed round is what buys you the runway to generate that evidence.
Runway. That word gets thrown around a lot. What does it actually mean in a calculation someone can use?
It's simpler than people make it. Runway is how long your cash lasts. You take your available cash, divide it by your average monthly burn, and that's your number in months. The SBA frames it exactly that way. The harder question is, how much cash do you need to raise in the first place?
Right, and that's where the magic number comes in.
Monthly burn multiplied by 18, plus a 20% buffer. So if a team is burning roughly $30,000 a month, salaries, infrastructure, maybe a small office, that's $540,000, plus the buffer, which puts the target around $650,000. That buffer matters, because product development, hiring, and sales almost never happen on schedule.
Wait, why 18 months specifically? Why not 12?
12 months sounds like enough, but think about what actually happens. You spend the first 2 months closing the round, then 2 or 3 months building, then you hit a wall and pivot something. By month 10, you're already back in fundraising mode, which means you're distracted from the company. 18 months gives you a real operating window before you have to go back out.
So not 12, but 18, and the buffer on top of that. That's the milestone runway gap in practice.
That's it. The gap is the distance between what founders think they need and what they actually need to reach a fundable milestone. And here's where the pitfall lives. Some founders raise just enough to keep the lights on. They pay themselves, they iterate slowly, and they never hit a milestone that justifies a seed round. That's what we call funding the lifestyle instead of funding the milestone.
That's a slow burn death sentence, honestly. The money runs out and there's nothing to show for it.
Exactly. And investors see it constantly. The antidote is to tie the raise to a specific, measurable outcome. Not we'll build the product. Something like a working MVP, a defined number of active users, retention data, or early recurring revenue. Milestones are more persuasive when they're measurable. That's the standard investors apply.
Can we make that concrete? Think of a founder who gets this right versus one who doesn't.
Sure. Suppose a two-person team is building a B2B workflow tool. The founder who gets it wrong raises $300,000 with a vague goal of getting to launch. 12 months later, they have a product but zero paying customers and no retention data. The founder who gets it right raises $600,000, targets 10 paying pilots at a specific price point, and hits month 16 with a conversion rate they can show. That second founder has a seed story. The first one has a problem.
And investors are evaluating that evidence through a pretty consistent lens, right? It's not just the product.
Right. The key idea is that investors at this stage are looking at the team, the market opportunity, the product, evidence of demand, and the logic connecting this round to a larger future opportunity. The milestone you choose has to speak to at least a few of those dimensions. A working product with 10 paying customers speaks to team execution, product reality, and demand all at once.
Mm-hmm. So the milestone isn't just a goal for the founder. It's a signal designed for the next investor.
Precisely. Every pre-seed milestone should be chosen with the seed investor in mind. Ask, what would make a credible seed investor say yes? Then work backward to figure out what capital you need to get there. That's the framework. Raise to reach the milestone, not to buy yourself time.
That reframe alone is worth the whole conversation. The milestone is the destination, the runway is the fuel.
And the magic number is how you calculate how much fuel you need. Monthly burn times 18, plus 20%. Know your burn, know your milestone, and you know your ask. For everyone listening, that's the number they need before they approach a single investor.
Now that you know what you're raising for and how much you need, it's time to build the machine that actually gets the money into the bank. Next time, we're talking about the fundraising engine.
And that's where it gets tactical. Pipelines, warm intros, safes, and how to run a process that creates real momentum. Don't miss it.